Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dark Docs Digest episode 10 with your host Christian Coffin. Today is December 30th, 2018.
Yes, this is the campaign for the in-sales in the cargo bay. A new turd is a vast-ass hollow vacuum, chop the oxygen tanks. Hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. Pieces, amputations, rinse and wear, rinse, get out of access now.
We would like to share a prayer with all of you who risk it all to seek and share truth for the betterment of humanity. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Eternal Affairs Media and DarkDocs.com.
Welcome to Dark Docs Digest, episode 10. We've made it to 10 episodes. Can you believe it? I'm your host, Christian Coffins, and today we haven't heard from Mrs. Frost. We were going to be picking up our conversation with her. I hope everything's all right. She sent me a lot of stuff that was kind of alarming, and we wish her the best. So in the meantime, I wanted to talk about going off-grid, OTG. We recently purchased some land from beamanbyland.com, and they don't yet pay us for this, but I am going to be showing them these podcasts in order to barter with them, because this is a company that sells, well, they purchase real estate from auctions, put it on their website as owner finance. So you don't need credit at all. If you have bad credit, no credit, they have a flat 6% interest rate for all their properties. You can get stuff for as low as like $1,000 down and only a couple hundred a month. You can pay it off early with no penalty. And this is real estate. I mean, this is we got a little under 5 acres out here in Cocoa, Florida. And they got stuff all over Florida and other states at their website. And I think that their whole ad campaign is really amazing. It's kind of funny how they have beamanbyland.com, but then they also have landlovingladies.com and beawomanbyland. And so they kind of appeal to different markets there, and they don't really they covered their bases in a very fun, clever way. Since we've purchased the property, we've been out there surveying it, and we found that there is wild citrus growing on our property, that we will utilize huge pine trees that we're going to be building tree houses in. And tree houses are a good way to avoid impact fees or any other pesky bureaucratic taxation schemes by your local, federal, and state governments. And, we're not going to entirely abandon the urban lifestyle. We still have a band and we still travel and play shows and stuff, but it's, in my opinion, the best assurance with everything happening. I mean, you have the Eiffel Tower covered in soot, and the Bank of England's doors on fire, and it's spreading. It's worldwide, and it's due time. If you have criminal, pedophile, elites running things, poisoning our food and water, and trying to kill us. Chemtrails are now no longer a conspiracy theory, and in fact, what they're saying is going to save us from this man-made global warming, which is, of course, a total farce in my opinion. I believe, based on the research of scientists that I find very reputable, that are speaking out against this whole thing, that there's a waxing and waning, but let's say there is man-made global warming and shit is hitting the fan. Wouldn't you like some place to go with your family, your loved one, your friends, to start over? Some place deep in the woods that people wouldn't even think looking? And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. And we are taking calls. So if anyone wants to call in, it's 845-262-0989. That's 845-262-0989. I believe we're going to be having Greg Fernandez Jr. from Resist the Grove, resisttyranny.com, calling in a little bit. My buddy, who's actually looking to be one of our neighbors out in Cocoa, was going to try to make the call, but he couldn't. Stephen Elliott, really amazing graphic artist here in Central Florida. We grew up together in Miami. It was just by luck we ended up here in Central Florida together, working together on this new chapter. So what we wanted to talk about is my background academically outside of the open source intelligence realm is in landscape architecture, urban planning, and sustainable development. And it's pretty funny how that whole industry pretty much went to shit, and a lot of it is corrupt shill. You know, I personally think that the American Institute of Architects is just a very cuckolding enterprise, a lot like the unions and all of these things that you need to join in order to be a part of this whole scam of an industry. And I'm working with a lot of artists and designers who are just doing their own thing and working legally to build structures that are considered temporary recreational structures out of simple materials. We are using as a modular for our designs 10 by 10 4 by 4s and making them into cubes using steel, stainless steel, ideally quarter inch plates, in order to connect your 4x4s, and then you have your floors reinforced with 2x4s, and then plywood or any other materials you choose, and then any finishings. We're going to be using bamboo finish floors because they're antimicrobial, antifungal, and water resistant to molds and things of that sort. And you can use quarter-inch Lexan, specifically not the acrylic, but the polycarbonate Lexan. Of course, evil General Electric has a patent on Lexan, and if you can get it through any secondary or third methods, that would be ideal, so you're not funding them directly, but it's good stuff. It's bulletproof, quarter inch and up. That's what they use on the armored trucks. And we have a caller. I think it might be Greg. Let's see who it is. Welcome to Doc Ducks Digest. You're on the air.
Christian, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, right on. We were just talking, I was just talking to whoever's listening, I guess, about designing off-grid temporary recreational bulletproof structures out on land. Do you own any land? Have you invested any, like, rural real estate yourself yet?
I have not. I've looked into it, but no, I have not pulled that trigger yet.
Oh, right on. How do you feel about investing in real estate as opposed to other things like gold and Bitcoin and things like that?
I think
that?
It's better.
Do you think it's why do you think it's better?
I think it's always good to have land. You got to have something. It's always good to have some type of land, something like that, gold and everything, that can all be traded, but only if somebody recognizes the value of that gold. Me giving somebody gold when they have food, they might say, you know what, go ahead and keep your gold and I'll keep my food and we'll see who lasts longer. So I think with property, with land, you can actually grow things. I think it's much better. It's a better investment is what I would say.
Yeah, I completely agree. It just baffles me these days that, you know, so we've been looking for land for maybe, I mean, actively looking, ready to pull the trigger, have money put aside for several years now, but I always wanted it. And it always seemed odd to me that people are like, why are you going to buy that? And when the prices are so low for land, I mean, everyone's complaining about rents being so high. I mean, we have, one of our properties, it was like $1,000 down and then like $180-something a month collectively, all three of our parcels. It's still under $300 a month, only $1,500 down. And, you know, we have just all this resource now. We have clearings that we could have solar panels. We are going to be digging a moat. And there's these systems where just with a simple solar-powered water pump, and if you dig it, you know, accordingly with grading, you can actually have a lazy river going around your property, which is just tons of fun. But you can actually harness kinetic energy from putting turbines in the water periodically, all going into your grid. So that's something I wanted to talk a little bit about today. Harvesting rainwater. Here in Florida, it's actually completely legal, although there have been articles to the contrary, but I actually looked up the state statutes, and we're totally in the clear in terms of collecting and using rainwater. You can use basic charcoal filters just to start. And, of course, you know, now we're going to have to start testing that water before we drink it or anything, because we have to worry about all of these chemtrails that are now on MSNBC and different mainstream media outlets saying no longer a conspiracy theory. Yes, we have been putting chemtrails in the sky, and we've actually been doing it to fight global warming. What do you think about all that?
Yikes. That's I don't think that's going to really work, because they're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to show some type of facts that that's what they've been doing. I don't really think they can back that up. I think they're going to have a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that at first too, but when you look at all the other stuff that they just get away with, I mean, where's the outrage? I mean, of course we're outraged, but you know, we're outraged about a lot of things that the majority of people aren't outraged about. They just give you that fluoride stare when you bring up these things, and they're like, you're just making stuff up, fake news, it's not a problem. Like just today, for example, I mean, it's amazing the cognitive dissonance that we're dealing with here. Just earlier today, I posted this thing about, did you see the whole, what was it, hashtag, it was some like a Facebook pedophile group that got, they actually ended up pulling it. Apparently, the mommy activist, a Facebooker, she made a big campaign and they got a bunch of people to flag it, and they finally took the page down. I never heard of it before, so I spent about an hour or two today looking into it, and everyone's just like, fake news, that's not a real thing. And here it is, I'm scrolling through. So
why are they saying that it's fake news?
That's the thing, they'll just say fake news and then they won't follow up. And unfortunately, the Dark Sock Network is a bunch of people like us that they're like, hold on a second, and we'll go look it up. It's called Heart Progress. Heart Progress. The Heart Progress Foundation. And they're no longer on Facebook, but it appears that they still have people on Twitter, and they have ads like this one by this guy, David Lord, saying, I'm an author, cosplayer, gay man, and pedophile. There is absolutely nothing abnormal or abhorrent about me.
Man.
I am normal.
Wow.
As the next person, we are all humans. Pedophiles have been here since the dawn of history. I love that this guy's a cosplayer. That's very funny to me. Yeah, there's a picture of him wearing, like he looks like he's in the movie Blade or something. And, you know, we're not going away. We're here to stay. The sooner people can accept us as who we are, normal human beings, the better it will be for society. And,
what does this guy want? What's his goals?
So I'm thinking it's either A, it's a troll, which this troll could be, you know, working for the government in order to have a disinformation campaign to discredit, you know, putting out things that are so it looks like a joke. I mean, it looks silly, you know. There's this other post from it saying it's a picture of a woman and a young girl smiling. Well, the daughter kind of has this like blank stare, and it's not really a smile. And then the mom is kind of like smiling, like very vacant looking off, very unusual photo. And it says, "Heart progress. Meet Janice Stanger, a mother of three. Why you no load? Jeesh. Yeah. It's funny, like, all of these things have been, like, lagging a lot. I'm not sure if a lot of people are looking at it, but everything else is loading fast, but everything about this heart progress thing is, like, lagging like hell. It's the real thing.
It's probably a mirrored site or something.
Well, no, that's the funny thing. This is, like, a hosted image on Facebook. So it's, like, not even, like, a third-party content or anything like that. It seems to be loading just fine on Twitter. But, yeah, I mean, it's very, you know, very unusual that they have these things going on social media. And I've actually, you know, dug pretty deep into this and joined some of these groups just to, you know, with an anonymous account just to kind of see who's in there and, like, gather intel and maybe put packages together for law enforcement and stuff. And I always flag it to Facebook, and I'd say – 1 out of 6 times, they'll actually respond with, that has been blocked now, this and that. But I'd say 5 out of 6 times when you flag this stuff, it says, we looked and it appears that there's nothing really against our terms and conditions. There's nothing we can do, but thank you for your feedback.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, I mean, left and right, they're blocking, you know, the typical conservative stuff, of course. But even more just, you know, mainline libertarian kind of, you know, middle of the road, even centrist kind of things. You know, I don't personally subscribe to really any of those. I guess I believe in libertarian ideals, but I can't even call myself a libertarian these days because, you know, I have nothing in common with Rand Paul and a lot of, you know, what's that Gary guy, Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I almost feel like their shills are co-opting it, you know, co-opting the whole, you know, third party because it's such a limp-wristed attempt to try to, you know, start some sort of revolution here. Anyway, I'm going off on tangents, but I don't know. What's your week been like? Anything new?
Not too much. Just still, you know, at the end of this year and looking back and just thinking about, you know, how blessed I've been feeling. And lately I've just been having these really good feelings. Even though I feel like the days are getting darker and the world is getting darker, I feel like I'm just having more of these blessed feelings of just understanding how truly blessed that I really feel to have come this far and to have looked at these things and to keep going and to just understand that, you know what, we're going into some very dark times and to not have that fear that I might have had. I think the world is getting really darker, and I am very concerned about what's going to happen next year and what new challenges we're all going to have coming at us.
Absolutely. And I see a lot of people that don't really look into this stuff. They don't research. They're not really truth seekers. A lot of the more hardcore people would call them NPCs or non-player characters, because they're just, you know, going to work, you know, eating, sleeping, going to the bar, watching sports, and they just leave it there. You mentioned anything about politics or questioning anything,
triggered,
you know, religion or ideology or anything, and they're just like, we don't talk about that. But yet, those are the same people taking a bunch of prescription medication, chain smoking cigarettes. They have the alcohol problems, you know, other substance problems, and suicide rates. I mean, through the roof. There's a lot of people committing suicide, especially, I mean, around me here in Central Florida, a lot of young people that I never heard of them. I had seen them once or twice, and then next thing you know, all of my friends are, you know, saying that they took their life. And you don't see a lot of that, though, in the truth seeker community and stuff. I mean, I have noticed that there are a lot of them that are into, like, self-harm and stuff like that, and I can understand that. But I find actual suicides are really low, yet you have all these, like, suicidings and stuff that are alleged, and some of them are very blatant, like, okay, there's no way they could have pulled that off themselves. Right. It was obviously a setup. Do you feel, I mean, I believe this, I'm just wondering your take. Do you feel that researching this stuff made you stronger and have more will and more hope and meeting other people like this?
Yeah.
Or do you feel that it's, or is it like a nature and nurture thing, that there's something inside of you that it's kind of, you can't have one without the, it takes a certain amount of strength to, you know, to even look into these things or have the empathy and the care to look into them?
Yeah, I would definitely say both. I would say it's definitely been something that if I hadn't looked into these things, I probably would feel like a lot of other people that are just trying to get through Monday through Friday, all that stuff. But I do also think that it's something internally that was there, that was always there, that was always like, you should look at this. There's just, with certain things, with certain topics, they just seem a lot more serious, and it was hard for me to get past John F. Kennedy's death when it didn't make sense. Then it was hard for me to get past September 11th when that didn't make sense, and on and on and on, and you start adding all of these things up, and they're adding up to something. They're not just random things. They're all leading up to a bigger evil, to this bigger picture, and for me, as a Christian, where I started is where I'm at now. I feel like I've really come full circle in that, where it's just like God was showing me things and I just didn't want to see it. I didn't want to listen, but at the right time, at the right place, now I'm seeing it. So it just gives, not only does it give me hope in myself, it gives me hope in other people that, you know what, all in time, we are going to win. It's going to happen.
Do you feel like it's going to take all of us, a percentage of us? If so, what approximate percentage of the world's population in order to really make this happen?
No, but I don't believe that it's going to happen the way that it would happen in a, with a happy ending. There has to be. We're going to go through some very dark stuff first. And I think that's where we're going to have a lot of the strong people that can make it through that. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a bunch of people as a group, more as just a bunch of good people doing good things.
Yeah, I like that, you know, where it's, I think that's more realistic, where you have these independent groups that might not necessarily agree on everything or a lot of things,
right,
but we share common values. And I find that that's the biggest discord, because you got, you know, you're the Christians, this is a, an evangelical Christian kind of radio network, and they do a lot of great work, and I support them. I'm not, but again, I have respect for everyone else. I got truthers that are Jews. I got truthers that are even Satanists, but they don't practice. They don't do any dark arts or anything like that. And so it's an interesting thing where there's all these different groups. And then, of course, you have just kind of like, you know, secular Joe Schmoes, but they care and stuff. Like, I don't think we should be discrediting any groups as long as, like, they're serious and they're actually doing work. How do you feel about working with groups that aren't necessarily Christian in order to have these common goals?
Well, I think there is a fine line, and that's why I like to make that very clear, to make it very clear where I'm coming from, so that way I'm not like, oh, I don't want to say this because this person might get mad. I would rather tell you straight up front. And then if we can work beyond that, then great. If we can't, then even us saying that we're not going to work beyond that, that is still a good thing, because that person can go and do whatever their goals are, and I can keep marching down what I truly think my goals are too. And we're not fighting. We're not like, well, you got to go my way. No, you got to go my way. It's like, no, we have paths. I don't want to stand in anybody else's path. And I just would ask people do the same, pretty much.
Right. I like that. You know, we don't have to all be on the same team. We can kind of, it's almost like when you're a little kid, before you learn how to play with other kids, you do what's called parallel playing, where you guys are kind of doing the same thing, but you aren't really working together, but you're not really working against each other either. So we're kind of all part of the blockchain, you know, in a very independent way, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, which makes it hard that over, whereas we're just all like, you know what, if Christian needs help, then I'm going to see what I can do to help him. And it just should play on like that. As a Christian, that's definitely one thing that we are called to do is to be like that, is to help other people. What you do for anybody is what you do for Christ. So for us, it's like it should be just a very simple thing. Just do the right thing. Do good. Don't stand in other people's way. But always stand your own ground too. And don't let people water down what you think is true, which is difficult because that challenge is always going to be there.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. I think that's a great place to end this episode on. We've talked about a lot of different things. Any last thoughts that you would like to throw out there? Or I know you got a couple of books, so you're working on a couple of things. Any plugs?
There's always something going on, but I would just hope that everybody just kind of goes for it, for truth, just follow truth, and just be good, just help people however you possibly can.
Sounds good to me. Well, this has been Christian Coffin with Dark Ducks Digest, Episode 10, with Greg Fernandez, and definitely check out BeAManByLand.com. And get off that grid and get some fresh air. Check out GregFernandezJr.com.
If you find value in these broadcasts, please invest in your education and sanity at Eternal Affairs Media and DarkDocs.com. We hope the information you received was beneficial to your quest for truth and justice. Please visit us online at darkdocs.com to download shows, movies, other podcasts, PDF documents, music, and much more for free. No advertisements, no sign-ups, no terms of use, no censorship, no control. This is information warfare. This is the end of the transmission.